Blog Talk Radio.
Not here. Those of you who've seen him know he would be able to handle this situation. Amen. Can we stay in worship just for a little bit? Is that all right? Just for a little bit. Oh. I'm so grateful to the Lord for this opportunity. Thankful to the Lord just for us women coming together to worship the Most High God. Interesting that we can be our own worst enemy. We can spend so much time tearing each other down instead of encouraging one another and building one another up, being willing to be in the trenches with our sisters in Christ. And so we could just, and y'all don't have to say it. We just however you want to worship, you worship. And I'm just so grateful. Just reflecting on my life and my past. Currently deal with one of the hardest things for me to do in life is trust the Lord. And the amazingness and the beauty of who God is although he has proven himself, although he's done enough to where he never has to do anything again, he still shows me in ways that I can trust him. So let's just stay here for a second. Really love you more than anything, God. That's really the truth. I don't love your word more than anything. I'd rather spend hours and hours and countless hours on my timeline than I ever would in your word. So that's, I don't really love you more than anything. So let's just try this one. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. Y'all know this? Amen.
Every step that I take, every moment I'm awake, Lord, have
husband is not here. Those of you who've seen him know he would be able to handle this situation. Amen. Can we stay in worship just for a little bit? Is that all right? Just for a little bit. Grateful to the Lord for this opportunity, thankful to the Lord just for us women coming together to worship the Most High God. It's interesting that we can be our own worst enemy. We can spend so much time tearing each other down instead of encouraging one another and building one another up, being willing to be in the trenches with our sisters in Christ. And so we could just, and y'all don't have to stand. We just, however you want to worship, you worship. And I'm just so, so grateful. Just reflecting on my life and my past and where I've been and even current things that I currently deal with. One of the hardest things for me to do in life is trust the Lord. And the amazingness and the beauty of who God is, it's all the husband is not here. Those of you who've seen him know he would be able to handle this situation. Amen. Can we stay in worship just for a little bit? Is that all right? Just for a little bit. Oh. I'm so grateful to the Lord for this opportunity. Thankful to the Lord just for us women coming together to worship the Most High God. It's interesting that we can be our own worst enemy. We can spend so much time tearing each other down instead of encouraging one another and building one another up, being willing to be in the trenches with our sisters in Christ. And so we could just, and y'all don't have to say it. We just, however you want to worship, you worship. And I'm just so, so grateful. Just reflecting on my life and my past and where I've been and even current things that I currently deal with. One of the hardest things for me to do in life is trust the Lord. And the amazingness and the beauty of who God is although he has proven himself, although he's done enough to where he never has to do anything again, he still shows me in ways that I can trust him. So let's just stay here for a second. Love you more than anything, God. That's really the truth. I don't love your word more than anything. I'd rather spend hours and hours and countless hours on my timeline than I ever would in your word. So I don't really love you more than anything. So let's just try this one. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. Y'all know this? Amen.
Every step that I take, every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way in me. Lord, I give you my...
Wait, hold on, stop. That's actually not true either. Because my heart is divided between my will and your will. And it's so much easier to choose my will, because your will requires patience and your will requires faith and your will requires me to get out of the boat and actually walk on water. But I'd much rather choose the easier route, because I can see, taste, feel, hear, see all of those things in front of me, and it's much easier. So I'd rather choose my will than yours. So that's actually not true either. So maybe this one.
I surrender all to you, everything I give to you, withholding nothing, I surrender.
Hold on a second. Actually, haven't surrendered all yet. There's just some things that I just have not let go of. Some people who've got on my nerves, some people I have attitudes with, some people I know I probably should apologize and ask for forgiveness from, but I haven't really surrendered it to you, so I really can't go to them and ask for forgiveness because I haven't let it go. It's much easier for me to be mad than to let it go. And humbling myself, who's ever going to do that, right? Because, I mean, you humbled yourself enough to come down from on high and become God and man, and 100% God, 100% man. You came here, humbled yourself, and you didn't think that equality with God was something that should be held on to, but you humbled yourself on behalf of me, so why would I do something like follow in your ways?
Forget trying to look deep within my eyes, because
deep within my soul, I'm trying to decipher what's wrong and what's right and what's right. Each and every day it's harder to see the light. Who said the road would be easy when you're trying to live the life, the life, the life? Cause if you choose to fight, you might have to bleed. And when it gets real tight, it may be hard to breathe. In the middle of the night, you may not get to sleep. But do you want your victory? Cause if you choose to fight, you might have to bleed. And when it gets real tight, it may be hard to breathe. In the middle of the night, you may not get to sleep. But do you want your victory? It's really a shame how long we've proclaimed your name. How long we've stayed stagnant, complacent, remained the same. And now this little light of mine is just a flickering flame, driven by the thoughts of all the flames and entertainment. Temporary pleasure for the price of your soul. Now you lost, can't find control like your TV remote. And now you have no other option, so you might as well pray. Asking for forgiveness of the same sins every day? Come on, it's got to get better. Come on, whatever the weather. Come on and put on your sweater. Come on, let's get it together. I just want to be one of the righteous. Don't take it personal because I might just have to cut you off because judgment day is coming up right behind us. You got it all figured out, huh? All worked out, huh? 1, 2, 5, 10, 20-year plan, huh? Doing big things, huh? With your own agenda. Schedule so tight in a room for God to enter. See, I've been wounded in this war. Been fighting in this war. It's like I give myself away, but yet you still require more. And it's all the tears and the crying and the fears and the screams. I hear the lies that he's telling me, but it's easier to believe because this pain feels realer than the truth I've received. I said this pain feels realer than the truth I've received. See, all this time I'm forgetting that faith has nothing to do with what I can actually see, but believing the one who gave up the Son on behalf of the sins of me. And if I'm honest, I don't trust you. And I don't mean it when I say I place no one above you. Please change my heart and mind so I can say I truly love you. Can't do this on my own. I need your spirit to lead and guide and strength to fight when flesh don't want to. So this ain't no partial, ladies. We gotta give him everything. Take this as a warning. We already know we're strange. We're cut from a different cloth. They can't explain our DNA. Somebody better call a medic because this is an emergency. See, we've busted out the box, and we've broken all the locks, even escaped the routine of the religious headlocks. They'd be like, wait, this is different. They must be some rebels. This don't sound like gospel. It must be the devil. Check it. We lay in bricks. We're following his blueprint. So if you have a problem, blame him that we are misfits. We lay in bricks. We're following his blueprint. So if you have a problem, blame him that we are misfits. Forget trying to look deep within my eyes. Cause deep within my soul I'm trying to decipher what's wrong and what's right and what's right. Each and every day it's harder to see the light. Who said the road would be easy when you're trying to live the life, the life, the life? Cause if you choose to fight, you might have to bleed. And when it gets real tight, it may be hard to breathe. In the middle of the night, you may not get to sleep. But do you want your victory? So if you choose to fight, you might have to bleed. And when it gets real tight, it may be hard to breathe. In the middle of the night, if you get on your knees, then you will have the victory. So it seemed that it was cool for everyone to be in a relationship but me. So I took matters into my own hands and ended up with him. Him who displayed the characteristics of a cheater, a liar, an abuser, and a thief. So why was I surprised when he broke into my heart? I called 911, but I was cardiac arrested for aiding and abetting because it was me who let him in, claiming we were just friends. It was already decided for me by the first date that even if he wasn't, I was going to make him the one. You know, I was tired of being alone, and I simply made up in my mind that it was about that time, so I decided to drag him along for the ride because I was always the bridesmaid and never the bride. a virgin in the physical, but mentally just a grown woman on the corner, and he was tired of the wait. So I was going to make him the one. He had a form of godliness, but not much. But hey, I can change him, so I'll take him. I mean, he's close enough. Ready to sell my aorta for a quarter, not knowing the value of its use to me. Arteries so clogged with my will, it blocked his will from flowing through me. So I thank Christ that his blood pressure gave his heart an attack that flatlined my obscured vision, put me flat on my back. Through my ignorance, he saw. So through my sternum, he sawed and cracked open my chest to transplant Psalms 51:10. A new heart and a renewed right spirit within. So now I fully understand, better yet, I thoroughly comprehend how much I need to wait for you. See, the bad thing is that I knew he wasn't you from the beginning. Because in the beginning was the Word, and he didn't even sound or shine like your son. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, and all he could whisper was sweet, empty nothings. Which meant nothing. He couldn't even pray what I needed him to. Asking him to fast would be absurd, so forget about being cleansed and washed with water through the Word. But I know you. You are already praying for me. Even never having met me, let me assure you, I will wait for you. I will no longer date, socialize, or communicate with carbon copies of you to appease my boredom or to quench my thirsty desire for attention and short-lived compliments from sorta kinda. You know he's sorta kinda right, but sorta kinda wrong. His first name Luke, his last name Wong. I won't settle for false companionship. I won't lay in the embrace of his arms, attempting to find some closeness, but never feeling so far apart, because I just want to be held. Because all I gotta do is say no. No more almost sessions of almost coming close, passing winks and buying drinks, and I'm a flirt. Who flirts with the ideology of, can you just tell me how much I can get away with and still be saved? No more. I'll stay in my bed, alone, and write poems about how I will wait for you. He won't even come close. Our fingers won't even interlock. We won't even exchange breath, because I have thoughts that I've saved as, and a father God has only equipped you to open. I will no longer get weighted down from so-called friends and family talks about the concern for my biological clock when I serve the author of time. Who is not subject to time, but I'm subject to him. He has the ability to stop, fast forward, pause, or rewind at any given time. So if we could role play, you would be Abraham and I would be Sarah. Or you could be Isaac and I could be Rebecca, a servant's answer to prayer. I am bone of your bone, flesh of your flesh, made up of your rib, Adam. And once we meet, like electrons, I will be bound to your nucleus, completely indivisible, atom. We even speak the same math. 1 + 1 + 1 = 3, which really equals 1 if you add them. We were all created in his image, but you have the ability to reflect, project, and even detect the sun. If I were to explain what you look like, you would have to look like a star, a son of the sun. I would gain energy simply from the light that you shine on me. I would need you in order to complete my photosynthesis. I await your revelation, but once again from the Genesis, I will wait for you. And I will know you, because when you speak, I will be reminded of Solomon's wisdom. Your ability to lead will remind me of Moses. Your faith will remind me of Abraham. Your confidence in God's word will remind me of Daniel. Your inspiration will remind me of Paul. Your heart for God will remind me of David. Your attention to detail will remind me of Noah. Your integrity will remind me of Joseph. And your ability to abandon your own will remind me of the disciples. But your ability to love selflessly and unconditionally will remind me of Christ.
But I won't need to identify you by any special Matthews or any special marks, because this word will be tatted all over your heart. And you will know me, and you will find me where the boldness of Esther meets the warm closeness of Ruth, where the hospitality of Lydia is aligned with the submission of Mary, which is engulfed in the tears of a praying Hannah. I will be the one drenched in Proverbs 31 waiting for you. But to my Father who has known me before I was birthed into this earth, only if you should see fit, I desire your will above mine. So even if you call me to a life of singleness, my heart is content with you, the one who has sinned. You are the greatest love story ever told, the greatest love ever known. You are forever my judge, and I'm forever your witness. And I pray that I'm always found on a mission about my Father's business. I will always be yours, and I will always wait for you, Lord, more than the watchmen wait for the morning. More than the watchmen wait for the morning, I will wait.
I tried to told y'all, give it up for genetics.
Father God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you on this evening. We thank you, Lord. We just want to just pay special attention to Dr. Red, Dr. Ailey Red. Thank you so much for bringing the ladies that are there at the Covenant House and that you're leading into leadership. Thank you so much, Ms. Howard, and also Allison Keir. Thank you so much. I also want to thank you over at the Sister Friends Detroit for allowing the young ladies to attend and pay attention to prayer and be motivated, not just in their walk of virtuousness, but understanding what it is to walk with God, to be invited into a relationship through the Holy Spirit with Jesus Christ. We thank you. I thank you for allowing me to be part of that movement and inspiration. And I just want to just intercede. And I thank everyone who's on the line. I know we got a lot of people, so I can't see everyone's number. Thank you, Mr. Howard, for bringing your team and agency on the line. And also, Senator Stewart, thank you so much. I thank you, Lord, for entrusting me and allowing us to be in a position to do your work without a ulterior motive or plan or even a hidden agenda. I thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be in this position to be responsible and to show up. I thank you, Lord, for entrusting these people, agencies, directors, and leaders with me because they have been abused, misused, and or pursued for financial gain. I thank you, Lord, for removing me from that position that they don't feel compromised or sought out for financial gains, fees or funds or any ulterior motive that has nothing to do with you. And all the young people that are on the line, and when you come here, whether you're listening to Big Girl Talk Radio, or you're introduced to a pastor or another agency, we are here to help. No one is looking for a donation or a handout or anything of that nature. This is just strictly for the support, understanding, and what it means to walk with Jesus, what it means to share your life with God, what it means to invite the Holy Spirit into your heart, what it means to endure when times get rough. No one here is going to tell you it's going to be easy, but you can get through it. We're here to tell you that. You can get to the other side. So, Father God, we just intercede and pray on their behalf that they not only just have the strength to endure, but they find a place of understanding for every situation. All of the family members, everyone that may have let them down, that they would find understanding and apply some wisdom and counsel. Father God, I pray for the mindset that they are able to quiet what is troubling them, that they are able to receive counsel, receive word. Father God, remind them that we are not here to be perfect, to put on a mask, act religiously, or shout louder than the loudest person, or sing louder than the best singer, or dance better, or praise better. But this is about a personal walk. A personal walk that will allow us to get up tomorrow. A personal walk that will allow us to not only get up on tomorrow, but want to get up on tomorrow, want to continue our day, look forward to the life that we know that you promised us, Lord. Father God, we know that it doesn't rain every day. It doesn't rain all day long. It doesn't rain all year long. The sun will come out. So we thank you. When times seem rough, when it seems hard, it seems like we just cannot go on, we thank you, Lord, for providing a way out. We thank you, Lord, for bringing support. We thank you, Lord, for bringing that voice, that sister, that brother, that counselor, that leader, that social worker, someone who was going to say, you can do this. We thank you, Lord, most of all, for giving us the gift of the Holy Spirit so that we know that we can rely on you and you alone. Father God, we thank you for giving us the strength and the endurance to understand that we can rely on what you put down in our hearts. Father God, we ask that you create in us a clean heart. Father God, creating us and quicken us with the right spirit and the right understanding. Father God, we thank you for the networking and the resources to get these young men and women, leaders, pastors, those who have opportunities, and not just the networking and business opportunities or work opportunities or educational opportunities, but the opportunity to say, here I am. I'm still here. I may not be where I want to be. I may not have what I want to have, but I'm still here. And Father God, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we bless you and we praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Anyone, if you have any emails or any suggestions, our leaders and pastors, I believe I see Pastor Allison Williams on the line. We call her mother's sister. She's here. She's a powerful woman of God there in Baltimore. I urge you, Dr. Kears, Ms. Kears, you guys may want to reach out to her. Dr. Red, this is a woman you would want to know. She's got a great ministry and support for young women and men who have been displaced. And so she's definitely a leader. You might want to get a lot of your residents, too, and people who participate in your program. I do bless everyone for joining in on this evening, and I thank you for your prayers, your thoughts, and your well wishes for everyone in our communities on today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.